Okay. Well, good morning to everybody. It is a tremendous zchus, a privilege, and an honor to be speaking in as special as Tzibur's Grof. And it's also, to be honest, a tremendous source of anxiety for me to be speaking in front of a room of people who are older than me and who know more than me. And I've had a decent amount of nerves over the past week, but here we go. Okay. Yesterday's speaker took on himself the challenge of a topic which is famous among people learning halacha for its complexity, chadash, and giving it over in a clear, edifying way. Engaging, the Australian chadash crisis, brilliant title. I have at a certain level the opposite challenge. I took a topic which, only after agreeing to dive into it, I realized how, in the Gemara and in the postgame, how straightforward it is. And to show the opposite, how to take the depth out of it. Rav Chaim Derech Eitz Chaim says that amidst every piece of Torah is like a gachelas, a coal. When you look at it from a distance, it's very simple. Black. Black letters, white ink. Black letters, white paper. Very simple. The second you blow on it, some fire starts coming out. The more you blow, the more comes out. Until you get to a point you can take out of a simple coal of fire so big it can burn you up. Torah is like that too. Every mitzvah, every piece of Torah is coming from Hashem. The chokhmah inside of it is infinite. The more you blow on it, the more comes out. The mitzvah that got to Labincha, I hope to show some of the beauty and depth of this mitzvah. And if I accidentally finished early, that means I didn't blow hard enough on the coal. The main source for this mitzvah is in the pasuk. Digat levincha b'yom ulemer avur ze asa Hashem li etzei mi mitzray. Now, if we were to read the pasuk at a straightforward level, we would think, "What is the mitzvah? Just tell your kids." We also have another mitzvah in the Torah which uses such a word in Vishinan from the Vonecha. However, by Talmud Torah, it uses the terminology referring to personal learning many times. Here, it basically just mentions teach your kids. So I would have thought, just tell your kids and that's the end of it. What if you're alone? Don't have to do anything. However, it says the Gemara in Pesachim, I might have thought, if you're by yourself, you don't have to do it. Talmud Lomar, Lemor. It's a Yitzur in the Pesach. Well, the truth is that that's already the Mechilta. The Gemara doesn't say a reason. The Gemara simply says, no, even if you're alone, you still have to do it. Now, the Gemara doesn't really say the story. So you have to go back to the Mechilta. So there's two Girsos in the Mechilta. There's the Girso which we have in front of us, which is a Yitzur, the word Lemor. It says, the God is already, you know I'm talking. What's Lemor? That even if you're alone, you still say it. Now, there is a certain, to me at least, a certain degree of unclarity in this drasha. Number one, because the duality of the gadza and lemor, you could be dorish it to other directions. For instance, matzah begunus misayim b'sheva, so you start with the lashon v'gadza, which is lashon koshe, and you're misayim with the lashon lemor, which is lashon raka, like we said, kosomer leves yakov, side of the Israel. And also the fact that the pasuk started off in third person, or God talking to the people, v'gadza lebincha, and then this switches over to a quote of the person, and the word lemor you might have thought is being used as a grammatical term, but okay, that's a drasha. Tzvi Nimel points out that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot, the Chara had a different girsa in the Mechilta. He's dorish it from earlier in the Pesukim. Ve'omer Moshe Hashem, ve'omer Moshe Hashem, ze'chor es ze'yom hazeh, sher etzesim beis avodim. Ki b'chol tigad hotzi Hashem eskamizev le'och ha'chomets. From that, even if you're alone, you still need to remember. That's also problematic because the Rambam learned that the mitzvot Kriya Shema, the Moniyah mitzvot say that the Rambam learned it out from that pasuk. So what you're going to use it for two mitzvot simultaneously. So the source of Chazal, why you say it by yourself, is not 100% clear. Be that as it may, you do. However, the fact that Chazal said that there's a mitzvah to say it even without kids doesn't necessarily mean that the Iker mitzvah is not to tell it over to your kids. Primogodim and Minchas Chinuch and others learn it is the Iker mitzvah. So after all, the Torah says, the God to Labincha, it literally mentions, tell it to your kids. So that's the Iker mitzvah. Of course, anything which is important enough to transmit to your kids, you probably should know it yourself, but that doesn't mean you don't need to, that the primary point here isn't the transmission. Based on that, Minchas Chinuch points out that we could be miyashev an old question, which is, why is it the Kriya Shema and the Yigad Levincha are counted as separate mitzvahs? They're both the same idea. Remember, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Answer being simple, Kriya Shema is remember for yourself. Every single day you got to remember for yourself. But the Yigad Levincha, make sure your kids know it. If that's the primary mitzvah, then these are fundamentally different things. One is a mitzvah of remembering or awareness, and the other is a mitzvah of transmission. This is a very fundamental difference, which makes them two separate mitzvahs. So that's the shorish of the mitzvah. Next step, where do we place our priorities? So a logical outgrowth of this idea of primogodim chatzinah, that the ikar mitzvah is tell it over to your kids, would mean you should prioritize your kids. And I'll explain. There's Gemara in Kedushin regarding Mitzvah Talmud Torah, which brings a machlokas. If I can teach my kids or learn for myself, what do we prioritize? So the first day of hold, learn for yourself. And the second day of says, well, if your kid has a good memory, then it's like writing on new paper versus writing on old paper. Teach him. Now this is taking into account, obviously, that your child is already getting chinuch if he's out on the streets. There's no question here. But be that as it may, either both sides in the Gemara are taking as a given that the primary point in Mitzvah Talmud Torah is learning, not the transmission. The first day says, it's learning, learn for yourself. And the second day says, but his learning is better than yours. There's many examples in the Torah which show the primacy, the supremacy, and the importance of Talmud Torah learning for yourself. Therefore, Chazal understood that even when it says, v'shivanta levonecha, it's a bit of an emtsa'i. Get your kid to the point where he is doing Talmud Torah, learning. However, Mitzvah Shigat Levincha, as we pointed out, is different. The primary purpose of the mitzvah is the transmission. Therefore, there's no chakira who's at the top of the roster here, you or your kids. If I were sitting by myself to do the story, I would just go learn through the Malbim or something like that. If it's with kids, I'm bringing toy frogs and candy and who knows, whatever works. What's the priority? Pretty clear. The kids. So buy the candy, buy the toy frogs, do whatever you got to do. However, from the chakira of the Gemara in Kedushin, we can bring out a couple interesting chakiras and afkaminas lemaisa and vigat lebincha. Number one, which is what I basically just brought up. But when you're teaching your kids, by definition, you're learning it for yourself. Therefore, there's no chakira of your kids or you. But we can make a chakira, where do we put the emphasis? Do we emphasize the child's learning? Or do we emphasize our own learning? Meaning, if I'm doing more plastic frogs, candy, whatever it is, I'm not going through the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim at the same depth. If I'm going through Yetzias Mitzrayim at my own capabilities, I'm de-emphasizing my children. So, Pashtus Dalacha should be, that's emphasize your children. We do find many of the Gedolei Yisrael actually did this. When they had little kids there, even though they had the Talmidim, other Gedolim visiting, so they emphasize the kids. Why? That's the mitzvah. Now, another chakira, and this is where we get a little more controversial, let's say, is the question of where do you do the Seder? It's pretty apparent when you have a young couple, they get married. Where do they do the Seder? By the father, by the father-in-law. They're basically by family for a good 2 years. Then the kids start getting older, and they start doing the Seder by themselves, and each one finally gets the courage to do it for the first time, including the kitchen and whatever it will be, and they get into the vibe of it. This generally takes a good 2 years. Now, this pattern, l'chayra, would match the halachic setup pretty nicely. Because when your kids aren't yet at gil chinos, go hear the story of Yisrael Shrine from your father, from your father-in-law, it's the best. They have a mitzvah to teach you too. But the second you have kids who are gil chinuch, you have a problem because you got to teach your kids. Now we start getting into complexities. We could say mitzvah bo yosem v'shulchan. We could say b'chinas shal adicha v'yageid chal zekinecha v'yomulach. Where is it better to go? This is a real halachic question. Obviously, there's a real rabbi in the room. Everyone can go ask him. The one idea which I wanted to propose in this is that there's a bit of a trump card in the topic, which is what I'll call vitzlash. Where will the kid sit still? If you have a kid who's bouncing off the walls, doesn't matter where you take him, that's what he's doing. He's bouncing off the walls. Okay, not so relevant. If you have a kid who will sit still and listen with perfect attention, no matter where you put them, okay, not so relevant. What happens if you have a kid who, by grandfather, is going to sit still, attentively, in the chair, listening to Zadie, because it's Zadie, and Zadie has candy, and this and that and the other thing. But in your house, he's just bouncing off the walls. Or he's playing with magnets. Or he's hitting his little brother, whatever it is. So go to the grandfather. Same as the inverse. What if, at the grandfather's house, the kid's off playing with clicks, or hitting his little brother, or whatever it's going to be. But in your house, he's sitting still at the table. So do it at home. If the Iker Mitzvah is the kid has to learn, if at the end of the Seder the kid knows nothing more than he did when we started, the entire night was a waste. So, Chayra, the thing to prioritize is, make sure at the end of the Seder, the kid actually learns something. And then have everything else revolving around that one point. Okay, next step. We established the number one, that the primary mitzvah is transmission. Teaching over to the coming generation. And number two, that should be prioritized. Third step, what in the world are you supposed to tell your kids? So if there's one sefer in the Jewish library which has pretty much more Mefarshim or Perushim or commentaries or Divrei Torah or anything imaginable than basically any sefer in existence, it's the Agadah. I don't even know if there's many Mefarshim Shas as there are Mefarshim Agadah. Could be there are, but there's an enormous amount. Just go into the Sfarim store every year and just count the number of new Haggadahs that came out that year. It's ridiculous. It's amazing. What are you supposed to be telling your kids from this entire library? You could literally fill an entire bookshelf in your house just with Haggadahs. What are you supposed to tell your kids? Now, this is where I ran into the first difficulty, which is when you read the Gemara, it basically gives you a laundry list. Say this, say that, say this, say that. Say Avadim Hayinu, get the kids to ask questions, say Avadim Hayinu, say that we were in Mitzrayim, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, when Masa Benus and Time Meshavach, what exactly does that mean? Tachlis, we do both of them, and make sure to say Pesach Masa Mar, say the Fikos Hanachu Chayovim, say the first part of Hallel, and drink the wine. Alright, open Shulchanara. It's basically the same thing, a laundry list. Okay, so there's a list of things I'm supposed to say, but what am I trying to tell them? So to do that, we have to do a little bit like Chav Chaim. Every sugya, he would start from the Chumash, from the Farshe Chumash, and go forward from there. We got to go back to the sources. So, Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Moshe El Am Zochor Es Hayom Hazeh She'artzachem Yisrael Beis Avodim Ki Bechosik Yod Hotzi Hashem Eschem Mizeh Leyocha Chomet. So we see something. Remember it, because God took you out of Egypt Bechosik Yod, with a strong hand. Okay, that's telling us something. We got to make sure they know. Flip again to the end of the parsha. Ki Bechosik Yod Es Yono Hashem Yisrael. Okay, so this is already pretty clear. The Torah says literally twice, make sure you know that God took us out of Egypt with a strong hand. We're doing a literal English translation. You got to tell them that. That's very clear. A lot of that they learned in Gan, school, whatever it may be. Again, irrelevant, you have to tell them that. Is there anything else that you need to tell them other than that? That we were in Egypt and went out? I mean, that does sound like the basic. Mishnah Berurah does write, make sure your kids don't go to sleep until after Avadim Hayinu. Because now you told them, we were in Egypt, and God took us out, Yad Chazaka was drawn to Suya. Alright, that sounds pretty basic. You can do that in around 2 seconds. 15 seconds. Kids, we were in Egypt, God took us out. Is there anything else which we need to be telling? So, in Pasuk Ches, there's a fascinating Machlokas Rishonim. Digat Labincha B'yom Hu Leymor Ba'avur Zeh Oso Hashem Li V'Seisim Mitzrayim Ba'avur Zeh. There's actually three ways to read this. There's the Ibn Ezra, there's Rashi, and the Ramban. The Ibn Ezra translated it like this. Because of this, the matzah and maror on the table, God took me out of Egypt. Meaning, bizchus this mitzvah, we were taken out. According to Ibn Ezra, it is a mitzvah to tell your kids a reason why we were taken out of Mitzrayim. Not just a reason, there are certain reasons brought out by God, but there are different categories. I'll explain in a second. The Ibn Ezra says, tell them we were taken out because we kept this mitzvah in Egypt. Rashi, Malam explains that they're very similar, there's a slight difference between them, learned that we were taken out for this. God took us out of Egypt so that we would keep these mitzvahs. Slightly different grammatical usage, but the same idea. Tell your kids a reason behind this. God took us out of Egypt to keep his mitzvahs. And that was the engine, as it were, which motivated everything. And there's plenty of Mefarshei Chumash which go with this idea. Bali Musar work with this idea that the primary thing to tell your kids is the reason for what happened. However, the Ramban, and I say the Ramban because it is one of the most quoted Rambans in the entire Chumash, and virtually it's where he goes through all the Yesodos of Emunah, says, no, that's not Pshat in the Pasuk. Ba'avur Zeh, also Hashem Li, we are doing this because God took us out of Egypt. This is to remind us that God took us out of Egypt. You're telling the story dry, period. Reasons? That's a different thing. They should know that. That's not the mitzvah right now. The Ramban is Myris on this at the end of the paragraph. This is the quoted Ramban. It says, the simple fact that we were taken out of Egypt is something crucial to know. There are many kofrim in the world. There's many false deists which come out. The second we know that there is a God who revealed himself to us in the shrine and overturned all forces of nature, showed complete control over all of Teva, and then took us out of Mitzrayim, personal relationship, kids mind. You got things basically under control. Vilachem, the basic story, is something so important, you have to make sure it's passed along. Now, the Haggadah does say certain reasons. Baruch Shem Rav Tachas Yisrael, because God promised. But that's not a reason which is what we would call a rational reason. God is infinite. God is unknowable. The fact that God promised doesn't mean we understand why he did it. It just means we know that he did. Again, it's an doubt. It is a fact. It's not, this still works with the Ramban. In the sugya of Ba'avur Zeh, which is Rabban Gamliel, Pesach Matzah and Maror, again, it's just facts. Tell them that we're eating this matzah because we were taken out of Mitzrayim. Tell them we're eating the Maror because we were in Mitzrayim. We're eating the Pesach because we were taken out of Mitzrayim. The Baal Gadol Pashtus is going like the Ramban. What do we take out of this? The basic mitzvah v'gad l'bincha, at the end of the day, is just like the dry, straightforward halacha of the Gemara Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch. Tell your kids, we were in Egypt, God did miracles and took us out. If they heard that, Yiriyotzei d'mitzvah. If they didn't hear that, it doesn't matter if they memorized literally your entire bookshelf of Haggadahs. You were not Mekayem mitzvah shegat b'dinchah. I actually tested it this year. This was the first year I have a kid who was a Gil Chinuch. The end of the Seder, putting her to bed. What did you learn at the Seder? She said, there's a God who controls the entire world. I got it. If she would have said that Avram Avinu was the first person to recognize God, which was something that I had talked about in the Seder, I wouldn't have been kind of mitzvah. That's not the point. The point is to know there's a God who's all-powerful, took us out of Egypt. So it's very easy to look at this whole bookshelf of Haggadahs and get lost in it, but it's very important to remember the basic mitzvah is the basic mitzvah. You are mekayem it, or you weren't. Okay, so that's what you're supposed to say. Now we get to the question of how are you supposed to say it? So in this, there's two sugyas. There's the dinim of what you're supposed to, of how to work with kids, each one according to his nature. And then there's the thing which you have to tell everyone. Let's go through them one by one. There's Chazal Radarish Keneged Arbar Banim Dibra Torah. No, didn't really make it into the Gemara. Again, it's in the Mechilta. Now, there's four sets of psukim. Shemos Yud Beis, Shemos Yud Gimel, and Dvarim Vav. Chazal understood that each one is talking about a separate child. First one is the Chacham. The Chacham is, interestingly enough, latest in Chumash and Dvarim. Moha Edus V'Achukim Asher Tziva V'Chulei Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. Every Chazal understood every word which is coming out of this mouth, this kid's mouth, is screaming wisdom. He's taking things that he doesn't understand, the mitzvot, and he's categorizing them intelligently into three categories. Edus, Chukim, Mishpatim. Edus, mitzvot, which are telling over to us that there is a God. Chukim, mitzvot we can't understand. Mishpatim is things that we can. Hashem Elokeinu, he's talking about our God. Eschem, he's speaking with Anova. His father heard the tzibul, he didn't. He doesn't even know if he was right to hear it, but he wants to hear what his dad has to say. So, to such a kid, how do you talk? With intelligence. You answer him according to his level. You're giving him a long, intelligent, detailed answer. You're talking to the kid at his level. The Tam is asking much more straightforward. Here's the Tam here. He's not asking the chutzpah, but he doesn't know how to categorize things so intelligently. Mazos, what is this? So you give him a straightforward answer. That's the label of the answer. There is a God, he's very powerful, he's all powerful, and he took us out of Egypt. You cut straight to the basics, make sure he gets that, don't get him lost in the details. Now, the Rasha is an interesting one. This is where we start to get to the chorus to actually say something complicated. He's not speaking with intelligence. He's speaking with chutzpah. What's this stuff for you guys? Now, what do you tell him, says the Torah? It doesn't say, Hakayashina, says the next pasuk. Vavartem zevach pesach l'ashem shepasach abote b'nei tzom etzayim nokos etzayim v'esbotenu hitzil. Explains the Malvin. When a kofar is talking to you, you do need to say the truth. Not for his benefit. For yourself. Don't be nimshach after his stuff. There is a God who took us out of Mitzrayim. You say it straight. To yourself. That's why it doesn't say, Vavartem ilov. By the other ones. Here it says, Vat Martem, you're talking to yourself. However, Chazal were Dorish that there's something else that you say to him, which is the Hake Ashinog, which is in the Pasuk of Sheinu De'Alishol. Why is it over there? We'll get to that. Then you have the fourth one, the Sheinu De'Alishol at Sachlo, and now we get to the Pasuk, V'igad Talabincha B'yomahu Leymor, V'orze Asha Ato Hashemim V'teisim Mitzrayim. There's no one else. There's no other Pasuk left. It doesn't start with a question, it's for that kid. However, Chazal also understood that this Pasuk, the fourth one, V'igad Talabincha, isn't just talking about the Sheinu De'Alishol. It's talking about all the kids. It's the Ikra Mitzvah. Malbim in Medrash Agada explains. All the other psukim are responses to questions. So I could understand, or I might have thought, that if your kid asks, you have to tell him. If he doesn't ask you, you don't have to tell him. Wait for the kid to show interest. But this pasuk, the Gadza, is you're starting the process. From there, Chazal understood that this is telling you the Ikra Mitzvah, you're mechuyev to do it under all circumstances. And yes, Chazal learned out from this pasuk, dinim which are nogia to everyone. Ba'avur zeh, whether or not the Rabban Gamliel Pesach Matzumar, you have to say it or not Yotze. You have to point to this, Ba'avur zeh. And also Hashem li b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim. You have to say, li, he did it to me. He took me out. It's personal. Chayaval nirasat matkili yotze Mitzrayim. You have to tell over the story in a way that it's personal. Relevant. Doesn't matter what kid it is, you're mechuyev to do that. That's basically how the drashos play out. But I got to a question, which I guess it's my style of question. I couldn't find the Mefarshim. We're really touching on it, and it drove me crazy for a good few days, which is, How much stuff are Chazal going to squish into one pasuk? The pasuk of Vigad Labincha is talking about who? Oh, it's the Shein Adei Elishel. Oh, it's also the Rasha. Oh, it's also all the kids. Where is this pasuk going? If it's a mitzvah kolelis, how can we learn it out to one of the kids? If it's a mitzvah, and not just that, we can learn it out to two of the kids with different answers. Now, this also raises an interesting question. The Lashon Vigadza is Lashon Koshe. By the Chacham and the Tam, use the Lashon Ve'amarto Elo. Kostomar Leveis Yaakov, it's Tagi Levnei Yisrael. Lashon Anir is Lashon Raka. Them, they ask intelligent questions. Speak to them at their level nicely. Lashon Vigadza, you're speaking hard. L'Shena De'alish, you're giving them a hard time. So the end, there are Mefarshim, Aspaneach, Maldin, and Chumash, who learned it to mean that the Shemini Elishal Betim is a Rasha too. Malbin took it, Kedarko, to be talking about the Reformim, that the Rasha is the Reformed rabbis, and the Shemini Elishal are their congregants, the ones who would like to be asking specific questions but aren't intelligent enough. Again, what he's saying is not his own chiddush, it has sources from the Rishonim. However, the Pashtus Halacha is like the Rambam said, the Shemini Elishal is just a kid who genuinely doesn't even know enough to ask. According to them, how do you explain the Lashon Vigadita? So, based on these questions, and just to explain the question a little more, the pasuk, which is the Iker Mitzvah, uses a Lashon Vigadita. That's mashma, that's to all the kids you're supposed to be speaking hard. But, to the Chacham and Tam, use a Lashon Amira, speak soft. To the Chacham and the Tam, are we speaking soft, or are we speaking hard? And why in the world are we speaking hard to the Shenu De'alishal? What do you do? So based on all these questions, I'd like to propose one yisod, which covers everything. The Chacham and the Tam, they're speaking intelligently. They're showing interest, number one, which means that you can match their interest, you can feed off their energy. And number two, they're displaying their level of comprehension and awareness, which means you can talk directly to them. That's much easier to hear. But that doesn't mean that the core message is something which is easy to hear. The core thing which we're actually saying to our kids at the Seder night is something which is very, very hard to hear because it's personal. We're telling our kids, there is a God who created the world, showed that he's all-powerful, took us out of Mitzrayim, told us to do the mitzvahs. Oh, and by the way, we actually really, really have to do them. And the ones who weren't interested in doing that, oh yeah, they're dead. They all died during Choshech. More people died during Machatz Choshech, Jews, than Mitzrayim died during Machatz Bechoros. That's pretty freaky, because Rashi says that 80% of all the Jewish men. Okay, it could be percentage-wise, if we're dealing with percentages, because each family... Yeah, it's a pretty high number. Like, it's a scarily high number of people that died. We're basically telling our kids, yeah, this thing is real, and it has ramifications. Not everybody made it out. God told us to do the mitzvahs, and yes, Baruch Shem Rabbi Chosel Yisrael, but this is pretty serious stuff. You better do it. To the Chacham and the Tam, really spoke at their level. It's easier for them to hear. It's hard to hear, though. Shein Yodei Elishal, you're diving in straight into something that's pretty hard. And for the Rasha, just telling him the truth is Hakei Hashinov. This is something you're mechuyev to say to Iker Pasuk to the Mitzvah, mechuyev to say to all of them. Therefore, when you say it to the Rasha, yeah, Hakei Hashinov. It's hard here. Just to summarize, and then I'll take out what I see from here, the biggest message of all of it. We learn number one that the primary mitzvah, transmission to the next generation. You have to prioritize transmission to the next generation. That you have to tell over to your kids the story of what happened. That's the primary mitzvah. The details that there is a God who's all powerful, took us out of Egypt and made us his people. And you have to tell it over to them in a way which is relevant. You believe it. That it's real. It has ramifications on their lives. And then each kid, you simply have to phrase it in the right way so that they'll hear. What do I take out of this Solomaisan? Here's where the coal gets hot. There's a Chazon Ish in Emunah B'Tachon, I believe it's the fourth parak, says that Avodas Tamidos, there are many, many Sfarim written on it. But the Shorash of it is something very, very simple. Are you moving toward God? Are you moving up? Are you moving away from God, going down? If you're going up, your midos are working themselves out. If you're going down, your midos are going down. And then all the rest is just how to work out the deal. If the shorish is good, you have a chance. If the shorish is bad, you have a problem. In chinuch, it's the same thing. If there's certain very fundamental things, if you've worked them out, things will be okay. If you haven't, you've got problems. I'll share a personal story. I say about myself that I started learning at age 16. Tachlis, I was in yeshiva day school from when I could crawl. Why do I say I started learning at age 16? Because... yes, I always learned well, and I got good grades on my Gemara tests, and so on and so forth. And at age 16, my father was chatting with me, asked me casually, so how do you enjoy learning? And in a moment of candor, I said, I don't. Yes, my Rebbe managed to teach me very well that you're supposed to learn, that you need to know stuff. But the most basic thing of all, which is you're supposed to enjoy learning, we never actually got that message across. And my father flipped out, and he hired a retired Rosh Yeshiva, Aaron Garfinkel, Zichron Levracha, Zichron Tzadik Levracha, to learn with me. He really embedded into me the concept of loving to learn, and therefore I feel I started really learning, real love for learning at age 16. If the shorish isn't worked out, the problems are. What is the shorish of all chinuch? Yes, there's a mitzvah to deal with all the practices. There's a mitzvah called chinuch. Chanuch l'nara, pidarko v'kulei. What's the shorish? Well, it breaks down like this. There are three fundamental ideas. If the kid believes all three, he'll probably end up religious. If he does not, if he only believes two out of three, he will not be religious. Number one, that there is a God. Number two, said God revealed himself to us in Mitzrayim, took us out and gave us a Torah. And number three, that Torah that we got in Har Sinai is the same one that we have today. If he doesn't have all three of those, the kid is toast. Period. If he has those, the rest is details. There is a fourth one, which we could say, if the kid has this, he has the basis of everything needed to be Haredi. If he doesn't, no hope. The fourth one is very simple. That the first three are real and relevant. There really is a God who revealed himself to us in Mitzrayim and took us out and gave us a Torah and told us to do it. And therefore, we better do it and make it our top priority. All of what we call Haredi Hashkafa rests on one point. Realize that the Torah is real and keeping the mitzvot is our top priority, period. Everything else will work itself out. If a kid has believed that and got into his psyche, his conscious, his subconscious, into his bones, it's all good. If not, everything's problems. Mitzvah Sigat al-Bincha is return to basics. Make sure the basics are imbued in our psyche and in our kid's psyche, because if they got that, everything else is detailed. If not, the line of transmission is broken. God willing, we'll all be zocha to be kind of this mitzvah properly, and be my midaris yasharim v'rochim. Amen.